This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So the United Nations is going to call on the United States and Americans to stop consuming so much meat, evidently. It's a real thing, folks. It's a real thing. All right, welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning as we race into hour number four of the program, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message this morning. And we're having a lot of fun here on the program, and we've been talking about a lot of different stuff, and we're glad that you're there. And everybody listening to us on AM 860, The Answer, right there in Tampa, Florida, our flagship station, and welcome to everybody listening along GCN. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM affiliates as well. So welcome one, welcome all, and we have an awful lot more to talk about as we head into the hour number four, which is the 5 o'clock hour. As I've said before, four is five, five is four. You get the idea. So here we are, folks. I just saw this as we were coming up here to the top of the hour. The United Nations is set to call on Americans to reduce meat consumption. United Nations agency overseeing food and agricultural policy is expected to issue a roadmap. You're going to get a roadmap, folks, in the coming weeks, which will call on the West, including America, to dramatically reduce its meat consumption. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, will publish its so-called Global Food Systems Roadmap during the upcoming COP28 Climate Summit in Dubai, which will kick off on Thursday, and extend nearly 2 weeks until mid-December. FAO's first-of-its-kind document will recommend that nations that overconsume meat, I guess that's us, to limit their consumption as part of a broader effort to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. This is according to Bloomberg. The failure of leading meat and dairy companies to reduce emissions underlies the urgent need for more policy focus on the food and agricultural sector. Jeremy Coller, the chair and founder of the FAIRR Initiative, an investor network that works with financial institutions to promote climate-friendly agriculture worldwide, said in a recent statement, food system emissions deserve a place at the top of the table alongside energy and transport, as they represent an estimated third of greenhouse gas emissions and 40% of methane, he continued. Investors hope the first ever publication of Food and Agricultural Roadmap at the COP28 this month will catalyze the transition to 1.5 degrees and a more sustainable food system. So guess what, folks? What's on the menu? Not what you want. That's the upshot of this, right? That's the upshot of that. So we'll see how that goes. You know, some people, you know, they choose not to eat so much meat. That might be the thing that they're doing and so forth. Some people like to they have these veggie burgers and stuff like that. But, you know, it's interesting because those are always, to me, aren't those like choices, right? In other words, you can make different choices to eat different things that you want to choose. But there's a difference when it becomes sort of this bandwagon. No, 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 wait a minute. No, nobody can eat this. Nobody. We have to change this. Why? Well, because of climate change and because of stuff like that. And it's a way of manipulating things. And so it, and by the way, it's whatever this is, it's not because people are eating meat, okay? Whatever the climate change thing is, it's not because people are eating meat. You know, we were just talking with our good friend Chris Barkowski right there before the top of the hour, and isn't it interesting, of course, that in terms of what China's up to in so many ways, why isn't anyone railing against China for its emissions? And I'm not just talking about having, like, food, okay, or meat in that regard, but what about these huge, you know, things that billow out all this smoke and pollution? Why doesn't the UN make a big deal about that? I mean, that might be an idea. Just a thought. All right. Well, folks, a lot of people join us, of course, here in this hour of the program. And I want to play for you a quick little audio clip that we heard a little bit earlier in the program, hour number one. And this is Joe Scarborough explaining to us about how, you know, with, I guess with Donald Trump, we'd be spiraling towards World War III. Check out this audio clip, and then you tell me, when were we spiraling, or when did we start spiraling? Maybe that's a better question. When did we start spiraling towards World War III? Let's listen in. I think we have that coming up.
But Claire, I'm so glad you talked about marketing, because the crisis we're going through right now, where the world could really spiral into World War III, but it's not, because a guy who's actually had 50 years of experience, it shows the contrast between a guy obsessed with marketing his brand, a guy obsessed with gestures, a guy who governed by gesture, versus, well, Joe Biden, who has 50 years of experience. And when a deal goes sideways on the hostages, he can pick up the phone, he can call, he can get it done. When he meets with President Xi in a critical meeting, he can actually, they have experience. You know, they've got.
So did you get all that? Did you get all that about there's the 50 years of experience that Joe Biden is bringing to the table when things go sideways? And otherwise, we'd be spiraling towards World War III. Well, folks, before Joe Biden came into office, were you worried about spiraling towards World War III? Were you worried about things happening in the Middle East? Seems to me like we're kind of in that state of affairs right now. So, well, nice try, Joe Scarborough. Oh, it's 50 years of experience. Well, guess what? We shouldn't have had the hostage problem to begin with. That's where experience comes in. Stay right there, everybody.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, Have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
My sister used to be 3 years younger than me. Now she's 23 years younger.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
And welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That is the number if you'd like to call in and express an opinion here on the program this morning. We have a lot more to talk about and a lot more to go here in the 5 o'clock hour of the program, hour number four. And we hope that you're having a great morning out there. We hope that you have some great plans today. It is Tuesday. And no, it's not a short week, unfortunately, but we're going to be with you all through the week as we go through the program. All right. I just saw this during the break, as a matter of fact. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona literally botches a famous line from President Ronald Reagan. All right. So this is, again, the Education Secretary. This from the New York Post. He might want to take a refresher course, they say, in history. A newly unearthed clip of Cardona has revealed the Biden cabinet member shamelessly borrowing and changing the meaning of former President Ronald Reagan's famous attack on big government during a meeting with Western state governors in Wyoming earlier this month. And then, of course, Town Hall's reporting, the Cardona said, "I think it was President Reagan who said, quote, 'We're from the government, we're here to help,'" unquote. I saw that, I just started laughing. Because, of course, folks, the actual quote that Ronald Reagan used in one of, and I think he used it more than once, one of his anecdotes in his very Reagan-esque way, and he actually said, quote, the actual quote is, "The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, 'I'm from the government and I'm here to help.'" That's what Reagan said. That's That is exactly what he said on many occasions to prove his point and to sort of point up this idea that, you know, typically when you say, well, the government's on it, then nobody goes, oh, well, good. Finally, yes, we're from the government and we're here to help. Now, I mean, obviously, you know, you could put into some context, you know, when FEMA shows up or things like that. But in order to really, give it credit back to Ronald Reagan and kind of twist it, you know, was probably, I don't know if he did it on purpose. I'm sure he may have just, maybe he misremembered it. That could be. Maybe he just misremembered it. And then when he found out, he's like, well, wait a minute. I mean, Reagan wasn't a big government guy? Well, neither was Bill Clinton in the grand sense, right? Didn't Bill Clinton come and say the era of big government is over? You know, there's always a lot of talk about John F. Kennedy, that he couldn't get arrested in the Democrat Party these days. Well, to some degree or another, maybe even somebody like Bill Clinton couldn't get arrested in the Democrat Party today. And I think that's saying a lot, because I think that especially the extremism that's come out of the left nowadays, of course, can be very, very troubling indeed. Extremism in any form it continues to divide us, unfortunately. There is a lot of common ground, but at the same time, we also have to realize that it's the policies that are so important. You know, and then there's the famous quote from Obama, you know, make no mistake, the policies are on I'm not on the ballot, but these policies are on the ballot. Well, that's exactly right. Thank you so much for saying that the way that you did, because that's exactly it. And people do take it seriously. So it's not like, well, I just don't want to go out and vote for Obama, but what did Obama do? What did he say? How did we get into this mess? This kind of stuff. So, yes, policies are incredibly important. Well, while we're on some funny quotes here today, we definitely have another one we mentioned earlier in the program as well. Jen Psaki from MSNBC, she basically says in one of her, I believe, one of her editorials or, you know, speaking on her program, she says, see, there are a lot of things that Donald Trump couldn't or wouldn't make happen in a first term, but clearly he wants a second chance. The first term was just a dry run. So how does the Biden campaign make that case to the American people? Well, basically what she's saying is there's a lot of stuff that Donald Trump wanted to do in a second term he didn't get a chance to. So, you know, we can't give him a second term. Well, at this point, she's almost making the case, right, for Donald Trump or the policies that Donald Trump was implementing, like energy independence, et cetera. And actually puts us in a position where we could actually make something else happen that would be beneficial for the economy, beneficial for the American people across the highways and byways. So maybe without even knowing it, she started making that case. That's how I look at it anyway. All right. So once again, folks, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be on the program this morning. And once again, we have a lot more to talk about. Let's go ahead and go with this audio clip. Here we've got Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney was being asked by Norah O'Donnell if he was going to be considering running for president. He said basically, of course, no, he's not. I don't think and even as an independent. But here's what he had to say about independence running, but also then what he has to say about Trump and possibly, who he might vote for in lieu of Donald Trump. Let's listen in.
No way you'll run for president in 2024.
And I can't imagine any circumstance. Perhaps if Godzilla comes in and removes all the other candidates and so forth, but other than Godzilla stepping in, no, I'm not running for president. I'm not giving it any thought.
Not as an independent?
No, no.
No discussion about it?
No, look, I really think that independent candidates are likely to elect Donald Trump. And I think him being elected again would be devastating for our country and its character.
Who do you like in the Republican field?
Anybody. I'd be happy to support virtually any one of the Republicans. Maybe not Vivek, but the others that are running would be acceptable to me, and I'd be happy to vote for them. I'd be happy to vote for a number of the Democrats too. I mean, would be an upgrade from, in my opinion, from Donald Trump and perhaps also from Joe Biden. Look, I like President Biden. I find him a very charming, engaging person. There's some places I agree with him, but most places I disagree with him.
So there you have Mitt Romney. The reason we heard that is, you know, again, it's this thing of, well, I'm not going to vote for Trump, he says. He'd vote for just about anybody except Vivek Ramaswamy. That's an interesting statement right there. But then to say, well, I'd be happy to vote for a number of the Democrats, too. Now, Mitt Romney was the standard bearer, and I know there's been a lot of, there's no love lost at this point between Mitt Romney and Donald Trump. We all know that story. We don't have to rehash it. But it is interesting that he would say such a thing, especially in regards to the independents, possible independent candidacies. And, of course, one of the main independent candidate, at least at this point, would be RFK Jr. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes in into the mix. But, you know, I know that there's this thing that Romney has about Trump and so forth. But honestly, you know, if we really are looking at the policies, if we are really looking at what would move our country forward, I just don't know that voting again, you know, he's having trouble with Joe Biden, too. But I don't know. Is Joe Biden engaging? That's another great question, I think, that we don't know the answer to on that, at least as far as, because Joe Biden seems to be kind of disengaged, unfortunately. But you've got Biden or the Democrats and their policies. So for Mitt Romney to say such a thing, I think is really quite alarming. Because if you go into this next election, and you get another Democrat, probably Gavin Newsom, okay, just for sake of argument, and these policies continue in the same way that we're seeing unfold, going back to Joe Scarborough's quote earlier about spiraling towards World War III, you know, this is not the way to run the railroad or fix the railroad. You know, for him to say such a thing. And maybe he's just making a point. Maybe he's just trying to really telegraph his displeasure with Donald Trump. But to actually say, well, we'd vote for a number of the Democrats, at least at this juncture, knowing who likely that would be, I just think that's a, you know, fairly a reckless kind of a statement to make, you know. So, but, you know, that's the way it is in politics. And Mitt Romney, who was once the standard bearer, the nominee, this is what it's all come to. This is what it's all come to. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're going to head out to the bottom of the hour break, pay a couple of bills, hear a little bit of news as well. And we're going to come back taking your phone calls, 949-822-7959. See you on the other side. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. Israel and Hamas are extending a temporary ceasefire for another 2 days. 11 more hostages have been released by Hamas kidnappers as part of a temporary truce with Israel. Qatari officials say the fourth group of freed hostages does not include any Americans. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says they are negotiating with terrorists in order to gain the release of hostages. Hamas continues to hold roughly 200 kidnapped hostages, including Americans. The debate between California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom and Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis happens Thursday at 9 p.m. on Fox News. The governor go-round will be putting opposing viewpoints without the fisticuffs for you to see which philosophy best fits our country. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. As we're racing through the 5 o'clock hour this morning, welcome to everybody. Don't forget the telephone number if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by, and no, you do not need to have any credit card information handy. So it's not that kind of phone call. You don't need to buy anything. We are just here for you. And so, yes, that's right, 949-822-7959, and we are glad that you are there. All right, real quick, want to say thank you for a direct message from William, who's listening on the mighty 710 KNUS. And I sure appreciate the message, and yes, I'll respond back to you, I think, privately on that. And but thanks again for listening. We're glad that you're there, and we're glad that you are with us this morning. So, folks, once again, 949-822-7959, and once again, if you'd like to be part of the program. Well, this is an interesting poll, because as we move into the election, as we get past the first of the year, obviously, the issue of abortion is going to be, again, front and center. It will be made front and center, just as it was in the midterm elections, and it will have an effect. It will have an effect. This is from Breitbart. Nearly a quarter of Democrat voters, that's one in four basically, say they would vote for a candidate based solely on their abortion position, NBC News poll released on Friday found. 24% of Democrats said they would base their vote on abortion when asked if any one issue is so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely on that basis. The survey was conducted November 10th through 14th with 1,000 registered voters and has an overall margin of error of plus or minus 3.1 percentage points. The poll also finds that the highest share of single-issue women voters, 22%, say abortion is their top issue. The second issue, most important to Democrat voters, is protecting democracy or constitutional rights, unquote, with 20% saying the issue could determine their vote. So this is one of the reasons why the rhetoric goes something like this. If Donald Trump is elected president, it will be the end of our democracy. He will somehow single-handedly end democracy. So I, you know, it's that kind of stuff that, you know, really is sort of out in the left field because, you know, it's a thing that's glommed onto, and it's like a false kind of a threat. It's a false fear. You know, and of course, it sounds very highfalutin, doesn't it? It sounds very much like, well, we're up here on the high ground, and obviously this candidate, and you know, people will support Donald Trump or they won't. It's just very simple. I think Donald Trump, he's very far ahead in the polls, for the primaries. There's no doubt about that. But it's arguably going to be, it's still going to be a very, very tough race, no matter what, no matter what's happening in the economy. Because you have this messaging, you have people that have their minds pretty much made up, they're kind of dug in on things, and so they will actually repeat things like, well, Donald Trump will kill our democracy, and this kind of stuff. Or, I mean, and if it wasn't Donald Trump, guess what? If Donald Trump's not the nominee, guess what? Any Republican nominee is probably going to be thought of as someone who's going to end our democracy. There will be no more elections, and this is, and it's that fear factor, and it's pretty basic, you know, don't you think? It's used in that way. All right, let's head over to line number one. We got a caller hanging on the line there. Line one, you are on the air. Good morning, and what's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hey, Kyle, how you doing? My name is Sergio from Miami.
Hey, Sergio, thanks for calling.
Hey, Kyle, I just want to say that you just hit the nail on the head. That is the problem with America right now. People are more willing to vote for some ridiculous thing as an abortion than voting for putting food and prosperity for their families. And that's all I got to say.
Well, I appreciate it.
America's being dumbed down.
I hate to agree with you, but you're right. This is a huge, huge issue. And now that abortion's been sent back to the states, at the federal level, at least for president, it's just going to be a litmus test. Okay, tell us what you think about abortion, and I'll decide if I vote for you or not. Even though it's been sent back to the states by the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I just think it's ridiculous that somebody would actually say, oh, you know, for all the things that are happening in this world, my main concern is that if I want to get an abortion or not, that's the only thing that bothers that matters.
Yeah,
to me.
Yeah. So I hear
ridiculous.
You.
Anyway, also, by the way, the only person I'm voting for, other than Trump, is Ramaswamy. I'm tired of all these old people not doing nothing for us.
Interesting.
Let's give this guy a chance. All right. Well, thank you, Kyle.
Hey, thanks, Sergio. Hey, you too. Thanks for calling. Call anytime. All right, Sergio in Miami, everybody. We appreciate the call very, very much. And, the one issue voter is a real hard nut to crack, you know, because obviously, and especially when it comes to abortion, that's so very, very polarizing. But other one issue voters could have a particular thing that they will only vote on this issue. And so sometimes in politics, that does take away the ability to build consensus. It takes away the ability to build any kind of real mandate for a candidate to be swept into office. Unfortunately, the more and more that we head down this pathway, that everything has got to be 100% personally approved by me in that sense, and I can't deviate from that or be able to pick up the slack here or there. Now, I understand on moral issues, issues of great import, and so forth, those kinds of things, you can't move the needle very easily. But there has to be some unity, there has to be some momentum, and there has to be the ability to say, I can live with this candidate, and I'm still going to go vote. As opposed to, I can't live with this candidate, I'm not going to vote for anybody, and just, therefore your vote's not counted, or you go vote for the other side or something like what Mitt Romney was talking about. Well, I could vote for the Democrats, too. You know, come on, man. I'll even do a Joe Biden right there. Come on, man. But I appreciate Sergio's call very much and calling all the way from Miami. I appreciate that, too. That's great. And I'll tell you what, folks, you know, as we head into this presidential election, the more and more that these polarizations occur, I think the Democrat Party elite, you know, they gather in their vaulted halls of power or something like that, and they just kind of laugh and they say, look, you know, we're still dividing them, and that's what's happening. But the American people have a real shot in this upcoming election, and that is, yes, about these very, very basic things about our society and about our ability to be successful, our ability to make a good living and to provide for our families, have a roof over our head, and also to see that vision, to look ahead. You know, I'm one of these people, and you could probably call me a hopeless romantic, but I'm one of these people that, believes that America's best days are always ahead. And I think that's something that Ronald Reagan said as well. And I'm not misquoting him the way the education secretary did earlier. But it is really the reality. The one thing, like, if you could tell Ronald Reagan what's happening in this country, you know, so many years after he's passed away, if he had the ability to do that, he would still want America to be doing better than it was in 1984, when the log line of the election of his campaign was "It's Morning in America." Well, I think he would want it to be better. To say we even surpassed what Reagan was able to accomplish, because he had that faith in our country, in our way of life, in our values, in our ability to be that real shining city on a hill. It sounds cliche, but it's really not. It's really not, because it's supposed to be that shining city on a hill. It's supposed to be the vision that takes planet Earth further. Because, unfortunately, throughout history, all of history, human history, it's always been about ruling over somebody. It's always been about, you know, oppressing somebody. It's always been like that. But America has that unique ability to change and to move forward in the right moral direction and to be that shining city on a hill. Anyway, that's my thought on it. Folks, stay right there. Coming right back for the final segment of the program this morning, 949-822-7959, Kyle Warren with you, and we're going to come right back. Stay right there. Lots more to talk about.
I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement,
and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue here into the final segment for the Tuesday edition of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And by the way, it looks like Google is going to start deleting inactive accounts, it looks like this week. So as I understand it, and they've been announcing this for a while, but if you have a Gmail account or something like that that you haven't used for a long time, you got the there's a very distinct possibility it will be deleted if you have not been using it. So you might want to check that out. I think there's going to be a lot of people who have that Gmail account. It might go away. So at least we're trying to warn you here. All right. So once again, folks, welcome back to the program. It is the Tuesday edition. Let's head over to the telephone lines this morning. We've got Backgammon Bob, who's been waiting patiently there through the break. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Good morning. I'm just wondering, because I don't think that there's any way that Biden can maintain his even his limited amount of cognitivity for another almost a year. And I just wonder, at what time are they committed to running him? In other words, can if he were to have to withdraw from the race, are they committed to him, or can he just stay on right till the end and then they just withdraw at the last minute? See what I'm saying?
That's a good question. I think that, generally speaking, they would have to pick their nominee at the convention. He may run unopposed, or, you know, a president can basically run unopposed, and there would be a foregone conclusion. But I think if they name him the nominee at the convention, he could still have to drop out. I mean, these kinds of things have happened for one reason or another. So I would expect that they would probably still be able to install somebody, but we could definitely check on that. But I think it's going to happen before the convention, though. I really do. I think that if he wants to spend more time with his family, he's going to dump out before then, quote unquote, spend time with the Mormon.
As far as the Israeli war is concerned, Hamas is just refreshing their stuff right now, I think. In other words, do you think it's a mistake to give them this time to refresh?
Well, it's a hard thing to navigate because the world's looking on and saying, ceasefire is a good thing from the world's perspective overall, but you're right. See, but this isn't these aren't normal circumstances, if you can have normal circumstances in a war, because Hamas is not looking to have a ceasefire so that it can lead to a bonding, lasting peace that would endure. They're looking for a ceasefire so they can do exactly what you're saying, and that is to build back up and find their next angle of attack and try to stop the pounding here for a little bit. That's the only reason they're doing this.
Well, I don't think that they've got a lot of hostages. If they just keep saying, well, give us another day, we'll give you another 10 or 15 hostages here, they've got enough hostages, they could easily string it out for another week or so. You know?
Sure.
And by that time.
Yeah, go ahead.
So that's what I'm thinking, you know, that they're going to do. So there's only one solution for them to do, is Israel to take over that territory and just to make it part of Israel. And is that the other solution would be to take the what do they call that, the Gaza Strip, and just totally wall it off. And expel all, and literally to expel all their Muslims out of their country and just make it, they just can't have all these fifth columnists within their country. That's just the way it is. All right, that's it, Cap.
Hey, thanks, Back M and Bob. We appreciate the call very much. Have yourself a great morning. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, bye. All right.
Back M and Bob, everybody. Appreciate the call very much. You know, I think that they are just looking to restock or refresh or regroup, basically, because they know that they're winning a propaganda war out there in the minds of a lot of different people across the world. And, you know, of course, they've got now a supply of hostages. And, you know, again, I think the outrage needs to be that, well, they shouldn't have hostages in the first place. They attacked Israel. You know, there was no reason to do this. There was no provocation. Other than what you've heard some people say, and that is, I think even Obama said it, right, that, well, you know, it's unbearable in Gaza. It was unbearable in Gaza. Well, that's not really even the point. Because if it's unbearable in Gaza, it's not because of Israel. Because last time I checked who was in charge of Gaza, the Hamas terror group. You know, this is, it's also ridiculous. Because as I was just saying to Back M and Bob, you know, if you had combatants and they ended up going to war, then you're trying to stop the hostilities. So you bring in peace negotiators. You try to find a way to find the off-ramp. And many times the combatants will have that mutual desire to say, okay, we found ourselves in this war. There's things that led up to it, whatever it might be. But we want to stop it, and we want to come to a peace accord. That doesn't exist here. Israel would be interested in a peace accord, but Hamas would not be. There was plenty of time to do any kind of, hey, we want to make Gaza a show place. We want to work with Israel. We want to make sure that that we don't come to blows. They could have been doing that over the last several years, many, many years. But instead, over the, at least the last 2 years that we know of, they were plotting and planning, and they were training in many in Iran. They were plotting and planning and training, and they were getting ready for this October 7th massacre. So I think this kind of tells us, you know, what we need to know. So how do you go forward with this? How do you deal, you know, with it? It's like, you know, somebody's unhinged. You know, how do you deal with that? You can't talk them down. So unfortunately, in the big world, you know, somebody's unhinged and they're in a public place and they're going crazy, and you call the authorities, and the authorities show up and they try to talk to them, but they're unhinged and they're not going to do that. So unfortunately, many times the police might have to take, you know, greater measures. They might have to use force. They have to subdue the person so that people are no longer in danger, this kind of thing. But, you know, in this case, we don't have two sides that want to come to a legitimate peace accord. And it's very, very unfortunate. But I think that is the unfortunate reality of that. But great call. Thanks, Pat, Em, and Bob. I appreciate it very, very much indeed. And, again, getting back to this one-issue voter thing, that's another issue that is really going to make this upcoming election even harder, because you're going to have some people that are going to say, well, because what are the threats been, right, about, you know, these political threats? Well, you're going to lose this voting bloc, Biden. You know, they start calling you Genocide Joe and so forth. And, you've got to change your position, your rhetoric as far as the Palestinian goes and so forth. You know, there's a lot of things that people are going to get dug in on. They're never going to change. And so no matter what transpires to show that, well, maybe that position was really untenable because we know this, that, and the other thing, basically. So that will be another, I think, something else that's going to really add into this upcoming election. And, of course, at the same time, the economy itself. You know, I'm so glad we asked Chris Markowski this morning about the idea of these indicators. He was like, well, what indicators are those, you know, that somehow things are really getting better? Well, you know, if you go ask Karine Jean-Pierre or others, and hey, the economy is evidently getting better. Inflation is coming down and prices are moderating and this kind of stuff. But if you really do look around, it's the idea of don't trust your lying eyes, folks. Just don't trust it. Don't trust them, and don't trust what you see in your bank balance and how much it really costs and how much is not just gasoline but the other energy you need to run your home and go to the grocery store and so forth. It's just, you know, you can't hide this stuff. But again, it's all about messaging, and it's all about saying, well, no, you're wrong. You're just wrong because you don't understand the way the economy works or this kind of stuff. No, people understand when they really have, like, not enough money in their account to do what they need to do each month, and their wages aren't going up. Well, folks, we're coming to the end of the program here this morning, Tuesday edition. It's been a lot of fun. Talked to a lot of great people, and thank you for being there. And we're going to see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. Now go out there and make it a great day.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.